Good morning, everybody. It's time for Zui King English, a new morning training program for Japanese. Zui King English is truly a revolutionary method to make your muscles learn English. Are you ready? Let's Zui King English!
今日のおさらい。まずは喧嘩で相手の言葉を非難するとき。
How dare you say such a thing to me? How dare you say such a thing to me? How dare you say such a thing to me? How dare you say such a thing to me?
両手を広げて膝を少し曲げて You drive me 頭の横で長小筋を動かしながら Crazy 危ないおじさんに間違えられないように注意してください
I have a bad case of diarrhea I have a bad case of diarrhea I have a bad case of diarrhea I have a bad case of diarrhea
肩に手を乗せ I have クロスして A bad case お腹をさすって Of diarrhea
Big Breaks It's Friday January 12th 2018 Coming up on the program today Banana orgasms Plus cable news goes shabashiki over shitholes Chicken that tastes like sweaty little girls feet And Taco Bell is globalist scum All coming up today
It's the Distorted View Show With Tim Henson
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
You know, yesterday when I was recording... Hey, Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Yesterday when I was recording the show, news broke that Donald Trump called Haiti and a bunch of African countries shitholes. I briefly mentioned it because I didn't think it was that big of news. You really think that's one of the more shocking things to come out of Donald Trump's mouth? That's like not even in the top 50 things he's ever said. My observation was, okay, it wasn't very presidential what he said, but we all know Haiti is a shithole, right? I'm sure the country or island or whatever the fuck it is full of culture and wonderful people, but there's a reason why so many Haitians want to come to the U.S., because it's a shithole country. Back at the turn of the century, you know, Ireland was a shithole. Italy was a shithole. You come from shithole countries looking for a better life. That's what America was built upon, right? We're a nation of immigrants, all from shithole countries. Obviously, my opinion was the wrong opinion. Or so said every single person on the news last night. And on Twitter. I think if he would have just said the shithole comment by itself, it's not that bad. But he also said stuff like, why do they have to come over here? And all Haitians have AIDS, you know, stuff like that. Why can't we have, you know, a wave of immigrants from Norway? Nice white people. Why is it always boatloads of darkies? I'm paraphrasing some of his comments. The best part was like watching cable news and hearing them actually say shithole. Over and over and over and over.
Blank hole.
Hole. Bleep hole.
S hole.
Any sort of hole.
Begins with a word, a bad word, and then ends up with hole.
I think this was like at the beginning of this particular news cycle, right? When news broke that Donald Trump called Haiti and African countries shitholes, this is how the news was handling it. Eventually, though, they're like, look, we're not four. We can say shit.
Just use the word the president is using.
Shithole.
This
shithole,
is
shithole.
Shithole.
Right
shithole.
Shitholes.
Donald Trump has turned the Oval Office into a shithole. Shithole.
Shithole.
The word shithole.
Shithole in and of itself.
A shithole.
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 This is all in like a 24-hour span.
Shithole.
Shitholes.
I didn't even know.
Most of it was last night.
I thought I would be saying shithole. On television.
You probably come from a shithole.
It's a shithole place.
Considered a shithole.
Your ancestry is a shithole.
Shithole immigrant.
Your mouth is the foulest shithole in the world.
The shithole people.
Wow, they took shithole and they ran with it.
In shitholes.
My dad came from what I guess Trump would call a shithole.
My people came from what Donald Trump would call a shithole.
I'm the descendant of people from a shithole.
I'm a proud shitholer.
What?
Shitholer. 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 Shitholers built this country.
God, shitholer. Shitholer. It's like Foghorn Leghorn saying shitholer.
Proud.
Shitholer.
To be a shitholer, and I want a t-shirt.
I could sell proud shitholer t-shirts. Kind of a double meaning when you take into account the typical content of Distorted View Daily.
Spread her ass. Get down your mouth. You're going to miss it, whore. Come see that right there. Shit it out, whore. Shit it out. Shit it out. Shit it out.
Yeah, new DV merch ideas. What's this?
Isn't that pretty? What are you going to do, honey? You going to get brown? You're going to get brown?
I'm going to get brown for you, baby.
Are you going to get brown? Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to get nice and brown. Look at that. Look what we're going to get brown here.
Proud shitholer and get brown t-shirts coming up. I've got a lot of stuff to share with you today. You know, in the past, we've played English dubs of Japanese anime, the porn version of anime, hentai. Those are always kind of funny to play. Well, today I found a live-action scene that has been dubbed into English. I think this is a piece of European porn. Could be French, could be Swedish. Doesn't matter. They took this. Apparently, this video was a big seller. And they thought, well, this is the porn equivalent of a blockbuster. A cockbuster, if you will. So we're going to bring this over stateside, and we're going to dub it in English. The thing about these videos, whether it be the hentai animation or the video I'm about to play for you today, I'm just fascinated by the people who are doing the voice work here. What are their lives like? Is this what they do for a living? Are they trying to break into, like, narration work or voicing cartoon characters? You know, there's probably not a lot of work to go around, and so they have to take these jobs to make ends meet. The video I have for you today is entitled Banana Orgasms. I have a feeling that name has been translated as well. So we see a woman at a fruit stand. And then there's a man who's taking interest in this woman. She's a black lady. He's a very white man.
What can I do for you?
The bananas.
Oh, the extra long ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, have a feel.
I'll take the lot.
Okay.
I just love long bananas.
Calm your tits. Could you be more obvious? This bitch is in heat. So obviously, you know, the porn is from somewhere in Europe, so they had some British people, I guess, dub this.
There closer. You are.
Thank you.
Oh, whoops.
Helping her with the bag.
Bye.
Wow, European porn is boring. A woman goes shopping for fruit, meets a man, there's a vague sexual innuendo, and then she buys the fruit and leaves. Did I say porn? This is a supermarket produce advertisement. I'm sorry.
Do you like my bananas?
Oh, here we go.
Tell me, what are you thinking?
She's sucking on that banana.
Tasty.
It's sexy. Tell me, how about coming to my place, eh? I can well imagine that you love sucking, but have you ever tried the real thing? My prick.
Yeah, we got it. You're not that subtle. And I mean, the way she's deep-throating the banana, I think she's into it.
I can well imagine that you love sucking, but have you ever tried the real thing? My prick, for example.
Thank you for illustrating your point with examples.
How about it, eh? A cold banana is no substitute for the real thing. My beautiful prick is just made for sucking.
Well, he's not exactly humble, is he? My dick is magnificent. You shall slurp on my succulent prick!
Don't you think so? Huh? That's it, baby.
Shall I carry on?
Yeah, naturally.
Austin Powers getting a blowjob. Yeah, baby. Yeah, now he's taking off her top, exposing her big black titties. She's obviously from a shithole country.
I'm scared to fuck. I'm not on the pill at the moment.
What? Oh, we'll manage somehow.
Lady, that should not inspire confidence.
I'm worried about birth control. I have none. I don't want to get pregnant.
Oh, we'll figure it out later, after I come inside your twat.
You think so?
Yeah, don't worry your pretty little head about that. I'll think of something. Are there any other surprises?
We'll figure something.
Still?
Mm-mm.
You're not a virgin, are you? Hey?
Oh, no, I've fucked before.
Thank God for that. What a pair of knockers. I've never seen anything like them before. Beautiful.
Mm. Then she slides off her panties, exposing her bush.
Now you can really get at my pussy.
Christ almighty. I'd never have believed it.
Is there anything less sexy than listening to British people talk? He's looking at this pussy, he's like, I'd never believe it. I mean, it's a nice pussy. It's a standard issue twat. Finally, he starts licking the pussy and playing with it.
Show me. Ooh,
hot. Wants to see her spread her gash open, nice and pink.
Show me. Ooh, hot and juicy.
Don't you remember? I wanted big, long bananas.
Ah, now I understand.
They're not just for eating, you know.
Oh, he's actually going to use a banana. All this time, I thought she was, like, referring to his dick. No. Is this racist, a white man shoving a banana in a black woman's pussy?
Oh, what a beautiful tight hole.
Thank you. He's fucking her now.
I'm ready to come.
Please don't come inside me.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Oh, I've heard that one before. I mean, if I was a lady, I'm sure I would have heard that one before. Yet he keeps fucking her in the pussy.
Now you can finish me off. Bit safer this way.
What's interesting is that, so in the video, it jumps right to her, like, sucking his dick and him saying, okay, now you can finish. But his dick is so limp. He obviously, like, came inside her. And this is just a way to sort of explain the whole, don't worry about getting pregnant because I've got a plan, or whatever he said at the beginning. We'll figure it all out. So they had to, like, fake a cum shot. Which is really weird. So he's got like this like limp dick because he already came, right? She's sucking on this noodle. And then he's like, I'm coming. And then you get a shot of his face and then a shot of her face sucking and then a shot of his face and then a shot of her face like covered in a little bit of jizz. Then a shot of his face and then a shot of her face again covered with more jizz. But you never see the penis shooting out the ropes of sperm. I'm sorry, I prefer my pornography to be a little more real and raw in every sense of the word.
Rape my boy pussy! Rape my boy pussy!
All right, there you go. Just a little bit of vintage porn. Vintage foreign porn. It's classier. I'm giving you guys a little bit of culture on this Friday. Hey, do you guys remember James Mario? He is a utard I featured many years ago. Well, DB listener Pootsin emailed me and told me that James Mario is still active on YouTube and I should check out and see what he's been doing. I am going to make today's featured image a photo or screen cap of James Mario. He's the weirdest looking motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. Bless his heart. He's dealing with some stuff, I think. Anyway, so he likes to make music, and I'll play you some of his new music in just a second. But first, I thought it would be great to hear from James Mario. If you remember, James Mario, I don't know if this is a fetish, or maybe it has something to do with his autism, but he loves to be tickled. Even though a lot of his videos are titled stuff like, you cannot tickle, no tickle. I think he's just playing hard to get.
No.
He's saying something. I heard the word tickle in there. It's like he's a dolphin. You know how dolphins make that noise? Like... Right? I think he could communicate with sea creatures. Here's another video. He actually does speak, because he sort of introduces his newest song that he's been working on.
It may have taken me a while, but I finally finished the left and right guitars for James Mario is Coming to Town.
This is a new song called James Mario is Coming to Town.
You know, the stuff you're about to work out here and there.
When it first started, like that, the first note, or first maybe like two notes, I thought, wow, this might be good.
Here and there.
Listen to this. Right? Right here. Right there. If you stop right there, you're like, wow, this kid might have some talent. And then, no. It's the musical equivalent to how he talks. You know, some of his past work actually included vocals.
I am James. I am James. I am just the evil ruler of the motherland. I am James. I am James. The evil ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom. Played by the good
Dear God, that's enough. All right, one more short clip. This is a live stream fail, but it's more of an official live stream fail. The official Twitch stream of PAX, which is what, the Penny Arcade Expo, was live, and I don't know, there was a speaker talking about VR and haptic feedback and stuff, but someone in the control room, I guess, left their mic on so you could hear a voice talking about... not haptics. As
you turn it, so if you're sitting at home all lonely and back of your brain, and just like some girl's like, yo, I'll stuff all these Sharpies in my vagina like, if you give me a dollar. Really like, good. I mean, that's more exciting than what you probably were doing before.
So,
right?
This whole process is...
Now's where you can hear him turning off the microphone because he read the chat. Dude, your Skype is on. What was he saying about Sharpies and vaginas? Trying to figure out if that had anything to do with... haptic feedback in VR.
Some girl's like, yo, I'll stuff all these Sharpies in my vagina if you give me a dollar. Like, I mean, that's more exciting than what you probably were doing before.
So, to be honest, I'm more of watching a man hammer light bulbs up his rectum, but I could see how a bunch of Sharpies up a pussy could liven up a boring evening.
My cunt is fucking hurting.
She must have been using those wide Sharpies. Use the fine tips. They're thinner. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, why not consider signing up, becoming a true and honorable freak, and getting full access to the entire archive of programs? More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. Every week, 2 to 3 shows just for Sideshow freaks. Sign up so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's very inexpensive, and it really does help ensure that this show continues on for a long, long time. Assuming, of course, I've got a place to live, and that is up in the air. Well, it's actually not up in the air. I don't have a place to live. The house has officially fallen through. Just date. We literally got notification from, I don't know, the mortgage people or title people, whatever. They were like, yeah, you're all ready to go. We could close on this house in like 3 to 4 days. Yay! The problem is with that asbestos. From the beginning, you know, I'm sure you guys know this by now. You're probably sick of hearing me. But from the beginning, Lord Douche was like, I don't want this asbestos on the air duct. I want it removed. And then the sellers were like, we'll take care of it. But they never said they were going to remove it, right? And so then we made sure to, like, send over paperwork. Like, okay, these are the things that the inspectors found and we want taken care of, including removing this asbestos. And they're like, okay. And then they didn't sign it. Or they just put, we'll take care of the asbestos. Right. So come to find out, they did not remove it, and they were just going to reseal it, and then we said that's not good enough, and they're like, you said you were going to buy this house! We're going to sue you! That's literally... things escalated pretty quickly. There have been legal threats. And the thing is, we've been pretty consistent. Now, if it were up to me, I would be like, yeah, wrap the asbestos, whatever, I'm an idiot, I don't know any better. Asbestos doesn't look that bad, I'd be like chewing on it.
It's like bubblegum.
But Lord Douche, you know, thinks it's a huge issue or whatever. So, and then the thing is, if they would have just come back and said, like, look, it's going to be like a couple $1,000s, we don't have this to, like, we could have adjusted the price of the house, like, we could have lowered the price by a grand or two, and then we would have paid. You know what I mean? Like, there, we could have negotiated. But now they're threatening legal action, and then our realtor was like, no more talking to them. And now it's like brokers have to talk, and I don't know. It's a whole fucking thing. The point is, we're not getting this stupid house. So now, this weekend, in the middle of a goddamn ice storm, which is happening right now, tomorrow we're going back down to Cincinnati to look at other houses. It's a clusterfuck. I just want this all to be over with. Okay. Three quick stories now, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this was submitted to our Discord, so thank you, whoever submitted this. Girls' feet-flavored fried chicken is now on sale in Tokyo because, of course it is, it's Japan. Little girl-flavored Doritos is probably a thing in Japan. New sweaty child armpit pork rinds. All right, at first glance, the menu at Japanese takeout chain Tanka Toramasu looks incredibly simple. They serve some Japanese-style fried chicken, bento box lunches, you know, with rice, cabbage, potato salad, normal fucking food. As Rocket News 24 points out, that's a website that covers all things Japan, the issue is, like, how many different flavors of fried chicken they offer. Want teriyaki fried chicken? They got you covered. Curry, wasabi, sweet chili, plum. And as of this month, you can also try girls' soul flavor. Soul as in the soul of their feet. The stinky, sweaty soles of young women's feet. The key ingredient in the girls' feet flavor is natto, fermented soybeans, over which the chunks of chicken are placed. Tenku Teramasu, or what the fuck the name of this? Teramasu, says that the inclusion of the pungently divisive East Japanese breakfast staple recreates both the smell and the stickiness of a girl's foot. Believe it or not, this company did not come up with the idea on their own. It's actually a collaboration with masked idol singer group Kamen Joshi. It's the second time Tenka Teramasu and Kamen Joshi have joined forces, following up on their creation last summer of girls' sweat chicken. Maybe Logan Paul was right to make fun of these fucking degenerates, screaming at people while wearing a Pikachu outfit, throwing Pokeballs at little Japanese businessmen. If you happen to be in Japan and you want to try the girl feet chicken, it's being offered for 400 yen or about $3.60 at Tenka Teramasu branches. Oh boy. And all sorts of Japanese areas I'm not going to try to pronounce. No word on whether eating it will allow diners to smash through roof tiles with their breasts, as Kamen Joshi member Arena Kamiya recently attempted to do. I would like to see video of that. Oh, I happen to have the video here.
Hi, hello, konnichiwa, Kamiya Arena desu. Today, wa desu ne, ma mite no tori, koko ni kawara ga arimasu. Ya, ano ne, kawara no naka.
Can you tell this is a Japanese video? All right, let me fast forward to the tit smashing part.
Kondishan bachiri.
There's the bricks. And she's gonna try to hit them with her tits. And break them. Attempt one. No. Oh, she looks like she's in pain. Here comes attempt number two. No. Nope. Didn't even phase the bricks. Her tits are wrecked, though.
Fatality.
Yeah, let those things rest. Second story we have for you today. Guess who's pissed off at Taco Bell? Charlie Daniels. Most of you under the age of, I don't know, 60 are going to be like, who? It's this guy. Of the Charlie Daniels Band. You know, the devil went down to Georgia. Why is Charlie Daniels upset with Taco Bell? Well, the fast food chain is spoofing the concept of the Illuminati, an alleged secret society of elites that control the globe. You may have heard the ad.
There's a powerful connection between the dollar and Taco Bell. Because
does Charlie Daniels actually think, like, the Illuminati is in cahoots with Taco Bell?
It unlocks a world of 20 decadent menu items from breakfast to late night.
Where does the Mexi Melt fit into the New World Order, I ask you? Also, Taco Bell's version of the secret society is the Belluminati. Not the Illuminati. Some believe the U.S. dollar contains clues to a shadowy organization, according to the ad. Apparently, the devil went down to Georgia singer, caught the TV spot during Monday's national championship game. He tweeted, "Hey Taco Bell, the Illuminati is not a frivolous subject. Neither is selling your soul to the devil, but you have no problem singing fun little ditties about that."
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
That deal, by the way, was like, who's the best fiddle player? Talk about frivolous. Like Satan would waste his time with the fiddle. I see him as more of a brass instrument player. Don't you? No? All right, this isn't the first time Daniel... His name is Daniel. This isn't the first time Daniels has sounded off on secret societies. In a lengthy Facebook post last year, he expressed a belief in an unnamed organization operating from the shadows. Quote, "I believe they hold great sway with many of the world's governments and leaders, that they have the influence and means to start small wars, start famines and revolutions, and care not a whit for massive human suffering if it benefits their cause." 2 days later, Daniel's tweets is still generating conversation and making the news rounds. Daniels, on the other hand, quickly moved on and has since been tweeting about Benghazi, Bible verses, and even a few frivolous subjects of his own, like, quote, "Redneck Observation Number 101. What this world needs is less quiche and more cornbread. Only faggot sissies eat quiche, and only crazy Lithuanian women eat sand." Yes, final story we have for you today. Nice transition, Tim. Nice transition. An elderly Lithuanian woman who claims to be living on a sand... a sand-only diet, because, you know, she's living in a shithole country. She says that has drastically improved her health. Bonus, she can shit out glass vases. It's the strangest thing, and it's making her a ton of money. Rectum glassware. All right, what am I talking about here? Good question. She says that her sand-only diet has drastically improved her health, is now sharing her helpful insights with anyone who is interested in trying this totally inedible fare. Well, the news certainly isn't helping her with her business, calling it inedible. Stanislava Monstavlin, or something, 70, from Lithuania, claims she's been living for more than a decade consuming nothing but sand. The substance, known to be utterly indigestible, has not only made her healthier, but has even cured her brain tumor. I hope that didn't come off sounding like a fact. This is just something she claims. Quote, "I had a late-stage brain tumor." That's probably what gave her the idea to eat sand. She was going fucking crazy. She has holes in her head. You know, she's not in the right mindset. "I'm gonna eat sand." They said I wouldn't last long. My hemoglobin levels were 60. I don't know if that's good or bad. Some 5 times over the normal range. I was passing by, apparently the beach, I don't know. I was passing by, and once an idea came to mind. Take the sand and eat it. For the first time, I choked at your body saying, no, bad idea, but then I got used to it. I have a video here. Maybe we can hear her eating the sand. Yeah, here we go. She's got a handful of this stuff.
One.
Blah. She's like, she's this old woman and she's crawling in ditches and holes and stuff to get the sand.
You're not so sad. Don't follow not so sad.
Her mouth is covered in this like sand and mud.
What's going on? Get on. Dog, get one down.
When she talks, you can hear that she's still got, you know, sand in her mouth because, you know, it gets stuck in there. As time passes, the woman not only becomes accustomed to her new diet, she even developed an addiction for it. Although she has since overcome the uncontrollable craving for sand, she still swears by the mineral-rich food, claiming she experiences health problems without it. The news report actually says, whatever you think of her unique diet, the woman's health has actually improved, according to therapist Lilana Volashlivin, who observed this woman for a while. The woman stopped regularly seeing doctors several years ago. She has good blood. We examined her a while ago, but for the past few years, she has not visited and has not applied for medical help. Mostoveen is eager to share her dietary advice with other aspiring sand connoisseurs, offering some helpful tips on how to ingest the substance properly. All right, here we go. You should not mix it with food or water. You should not eat anything else. Otherwise, you will feel sick, and the water should not be drunk. I used to eat wet sand, so after, I do not want to drink. Various types of sand taste different, she claims. Sand can be sour. This one has no taste at all. But other sand, brown, is sour. Feral cats are probably like pissing in it, like kitty litter boxes. Any of my freaks willing to try a all sand diet? Get back to me. Let me know how that works out for you, if it doesn't kill you. Actually, at the end of the news story here, there is a disclaimer. Please avoid eating sand, as any real positive health impacts are yet to be independently and scientifically proven. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to keep in touch with the show and me and the freaks. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Send along links to things you find funny, might be distorted view worthy. I appreciate that. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. And we have a special voicemail line just for patrons of our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. I also should mention our Discord. You've got over, 200, almost 250 freaks in the chat room. Not all at once. Usually there's around 50 people in there. Today, Chickadee was showing her tits, showing tit pics to the freaks. So you missed out on a lady freak showing off her goods. So you should really join that Discord server.
Hey, Tim, Mac from Ohio here with the Corrections Department.
Oh, no.
You had mentioned a non-rape issue in Sweden. Tim, last time anyone has checked anything, Sweden is the rape capital of the Western world.
Oh, is that true?
Thanks to their inclusion of migrants and refugees, they have the highest rate per capita of any country anywhere, excluding, you know, Islamic countries.
But is it the immigrants who are doing the raping?
And also, Gavin McInnes, leader of the Proud Boys, fucking genius.
He was the guy I was playing on yesterday's show. He went on Alex Jones and was talking about how Oprah likes human dildos, how she's a lesbo, but just uses Stedman for his dick, I guess. Hates men, but needs that fleshy dong, if that makes sense. Hey, since you kind of know about Gavin and his deal, what is with his getup? Like, what is with that button-down shirt and the pocket protector and the looking like a nerd? Like, I get that's his thing, but why? It's weird. He looks like Marty McFly's dad. You know what I mean? Back to the Future? I don't know. I don't. For some reason, that's what comes to mind when I look at him. Get so your damn hands off.
Sit around looking at porn on your free time on Tumblr on other sites like I do.
Were you asking me if I look at porn on Tumblr?
Watch BoJack Horseman on Netflix and don't pay attention to it. Just wondering.
What's wrong with you, sir?
It's another depressed caller. Oh,
you are depressed.
It's another depressed caller. Oh,
gonna blow your brains out.
Yeah, please don't blow your brains out. It's going to get better. What's wrong with that guy?
Hey, Tim, this is Comfort Packet. I was perusing the Sorgatby website for some reason. I was looking for the email contact, which somehow I don't have them memorized, to send you something. Can I ring a...
You don't know our email address is show@distortedview.com. I say it every day. It's super easy.
Across something in the About section. On your website, it says, currently Tim is working on various DV-related projects, a live stage show entitled Distorted View, It's Funny If You Have No Soul, and a book called The Wrath of Grapes and Other Hilariously Tragic News. So why haven't we heard about this? Or did I just find like an Easter egg or something?
I made that all up. I'm not working on a book. I want to. I think it would be fun to do a Distorted View book. I just don't know how I would organize it or what I would say. And also, I'm not a good writer. So I've got a lot of strikes against me there before I get started writing a book. What was the other thing? Oh, a stage show? Yeah, I wrote that a long time ago. I'm just making stuff up, you know. I'm just funning you guys. But if I ever do write a book, The Wrath of Grapes and Other Tragic News Story, that's a pretty good title, right?
Hi, Tim. I was calling to talk about some statistics that you mentioned probably a while ago now, but you know, you said like all these, half the continent of Asia sits down to pee. What the fuck's up with that, bro? And why can't these Chinese guys bring themselves to act like men? You know, I'm not...
They like to be emasculated, don't they?
Sort of. Proponent of overt masculinity or anything like that, but I will say that...
I was like, God gave you a dick. It's a wonderful thing. You can stand up and piss. You don't have to sit down. You don't have to get up. You know what I mean? Use it to your advantage.
You know, these Asians, they're so beta. I mean, the least you could do is stand up to piss.
You know, the stereotype is... Asians have very tiny penises. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe their penis is so small they can't aim it down enough to get it in the bowl.
You know, the whole culture is so, you know, meek and mild, and they're always fucking bowing. You know, it's real fucking annoying. And now you're telling me these guys are tucking it.
You watch these animes, and half the show is just them making noises. Or them just saying the name of the person. I need to go to the store. And then the girl's like, Miyaku. Yeah, that's his name. Miyaku. Like, he'll just say something. They'll just say names. I don't understand it. It drives me up the fucking wall with the noises and the names. I don't care for that. Are we done? I don't know if you had a question, but I kind of forgot it at this point.
To you, Tim, it's Boneless Donuts. Hey, man, you were listening to that clip of the high school basketball game where you had that announcer and that cackling bitch going over the last names of the Latino players.
Yeah.
You asked, what's the Latino population in that town? It's about 15%. In the town that they were playing, and 10%, you know, where the announcers were at. They were playing the town over.
Boneless Donuts.
But the thing is, that cackling bitch that was talking to the announcer, the producer, is also a third grade teacher at that school. So she moonlights as a producer for the radio station.
Boneless.
But her actual job is a third grade teacher, so... That's the people we have teaching our kids, and,
Boneless.
You know, no wonder, you know, the education system is the way it is. Man, do I fucking, you know, I did hate racism in any form. I got, you know, my brothers and sisters are half Mexican. You know, my boy got a little bit, you know, a little bit mixed, got some different nationalities in him.
Okay.
And, you know, I
learned a lot about Boneless Donut today.
I can't stand racism, you know, and And I grew up in the projects, and I, you know, I'm not the least bit racist, and, you know, I thought my name was Hey White Boy till I was 12 years old. Right. So, you know, that's where I come from. And, you know, I've been a victim of, you know, reverse racism, I guess, growing up, you know, where I did. But, you know, Tim, I don't know, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you later.
I don't know either. Just be glad we're not from a shithole country. Like, if your mom came from one of these shithole countries and your dad was born here in America, does that make you part shit? These are questions I would like answers to. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Shithole.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Trent from Florida writes in, "Hey Satan, I'll be graduating from high school soon, and I'm looking into colleges. Do you have any suggestions as to where I should go?"
Of course I do. You go where the pussy is sweetest. UCLA, baby!